This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, on earth, when there is a criminal, someone who's committed murder, or a robber who has robbed a bank or robbed houses, someone who's robbed from you, a burglar, any criminal, wouldn't you like to see the criminal taken to task, punished, either through a prison sentence or a punishment that is valid for this particular crime? Well, on earth, we're happy when a criminal is punished and corrected sometimes. Yes, after they are punished, they are reintroduced into society and watched, because they're given another chance, especially if it's a petty crime or it's something that's not major. However, at times there are major crimes where a life sentence perhaps is being served because of the type of crime that was committed. Now, you and I understand this. The whole world understands it, that you need to pay for your crimes. You need to pay for your actions. Why is it that we get upset, or some people get upset, when they are told that there is a punishment that awaits the criminals on the day of judgment and in the hereafter? Some are punished in a smaller way, some are punished in a bigger way, and some might have what we would term here a life sentence. So it is really part of the justice system of Allah Almighty that when a person does wrong, they would be paying the price of the wrong they did in this world as well as the next. And if a person does right, then they would be rewarded for what they did that was right. When a person has outstanding bravery, assisted and helped the country or the nation or the people or humanity in a huge way, they get a prize. They are rewarded either by their governments or by someone, an organization or people in authority. They are rewarded. Minimum is they are thanked by those who have benefited. So don't become upset when you hear that on the day of judgment there will be some people who will be cast into hellfire. Allah Almighty tells that to us. Instead, He tells it to us in order for us to take heed, so that we are not criminals, so that we don't engage in what would be termed as criminal behavior. May Allah Almighty protect us all. My brothers, my sisters, Allah Almighty makes mention in Surah Taha, in verse number 74, He says,
إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ.
Indeed, whoever comes to his Lord, whoever comes on that day to his Lord as a criminal, will be cast into hellfire. So in the same way a criminal on earth is cast into prison, that's a different type of prison. It's called hellfire. It's where they will be punished. So Allah Almighty speaks about it, and He warns us. The whole idea of mentioning hellfire and telling us how it is tormentful and how painful it is, and how the flames will burn the flesh and so on. The idea of that is not in order to turn us away from faith, but rather the exact opposite, in order to keep us in check that there is a punishment that awaits those who are criminals. Just like on earth, you have the law of the land, for example, where they warn you even about driving. Something as simple as driving. You're above the limit by a few kilometers, and here they are punishing you. And then we say, wow, this country is beautiful. You know, they have strict laws governing this and that. But when it comes to Allah, we get upset. It's like we are saying that Allah doesn't have the right to exercise, you know, the punishment or to enforce the law. But we all do have the right to enforce a man-made law. Subhanallah. I promise you, Allah is in charge and He is in control. When we die, none will be able to even speak except by the permission of Allah Almighty. And that's why Allah Almighty says that in the Quran, that you won't be able to speak or say a word except by the permission of Allah. So we ask Allah Almighty to grant us an understanding. The reason I make mention of this, people disconnect from revelation when they hear about punishment. They disconnect. They don't want to hear about it. No, it's very important to go through the verses and to learn about the punishment. Like this, where Allah says, indeed, whoever comes on the day of judgment as a criminal will be from among those who are cast into hellfire, which means they will serve their sentence. Some may serve a life sentence. Some may serve, well, when we say life sentence, they will be in there for a prolonged time. Some may serve shorter sentences. Some, Allah Almighty says, we may just forgive them. So Allah Almighty overlooks whatever He wants to overlook. But He says, if you've associated partners with me in worship, I don't want to overlook that. He speaks about it in the Quran. Allah says that I may forgive everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah says He does not want to and He will not forgive. Allah does not forgive association of partnership with Him. But besides that, He will forgive whatever He wills. Whatever He wills. And therefore, in these verses in Surah Taha, immediately after that, in verse number 82, Allah reminds us,
وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِّمَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى.
Indeed, I am the most forgiving. Ghaffar means constantly forgiving, repeated forgiveness. I am forgiving over and over and over again to the one who repents to me. And the one who believes thereafter. You repent to Allah and you believe. You have conviction in Allah. You understand who He is, His mercy. You understand you shouldn't go back to your bad ways and habits. So Allah says, Inni la ghaffar, I am indeed the most forgiving. Liman taba, to the one who returns to me in repentance. Wa amana, and believes. Wa amila salihan, and does good deeds. Thumma ihtada, and then is rightly guided. So when Allah spoke about the punishment and says the criminals are going to be cast into hellfire, thereafter He says, well, if you don't want to be from among those, here goes. I am most forgiving to those who seek forgiveness. Would you ever be able to go to a court of law and get away by simply saying, I'm sorry, when you've committed a heinous crime? The answer is no. You won't be able to simply say, I'm sorry, I regret what I did, and then you think you're just going to be let off. But in the eyes of Allah, you are let off completely. Not only that, if you've changed your life for the sake of Allah, He says, I'll reward you. I'll give you a reward. I'll convert the bad into good because you quit it only for me. Because you were conscious of the day of judgment. That's the reason. When you were conscious of the day of judgment and you were conscious of your meeting with me and you knew that you are answerable to me, I reward you for everything you've done. May Allah Almighty grant us a beautiful understanding. Do you know that this element of forgiveness is something amazing? Allah Almighty, through His love for us, has allowed us to wipe out what was done. Now, I spoke a little bit earlier about association of partnership with Allah, that Allah will not forgive that. There is a misunderstanding that people have when they're connecting with revelation, believing that Allah doesn't forgive shirk or association of partnership with Him, even if a person repents from it. And that's wrong. He will forgive it if you repent from it. But what He means is, if you die and you haven't sought forgiveness for your sins, He may choose to forgive all sins, any sins besides this one. He doesn't want to forgive this one. That's what He said. It's not up to me, it's up to Him. With His mercy, with His forgiveness, with Him being the most kind, with Him being the most compassionate, He has dictated this and He has decided this, that He wants to do this and doesn't want to do this. That's Allah. So if a person during their lifetime seeks forgiveness of Allah from the shirk they may have committed, Allah will forgive them, just like He forgave the companions who were mushrikeen in the past and so many others. But if someone dies and hasn't sought forgiveness from shirk, then that is what is dangerous. May Allah Almighty grant us all goodness and a return to Him while we're still alive, so that we can all achieve paradise through the mercy of Allah. Ameen. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.